Matthew chapter 5 and verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew chapter 5 begins the Sermon of the Mount, the recording of the Sermon of the Mount that Jesus gave to his disciples and to those who were gathered around, wherein he establishes the framework, the basis, if you will, for the faith that would be had by those who would be his followers, his disciples, those we call Christians today. Jesus Christ established in the Beatitudes, that first section of the Sermon on the Mount, the basic guidelines, the rules, the attitudes that would be necessary to be had by individuals in order to be pleasing to him under the new system of faith of the law of Christ. When he starts off each of these Beatitudes as blessed, the original construction of the language means how happy or how supremely satisfied is such an individual. And therefore, he goes on throughout all of the Beatitudes, describing what it is that can make us truly happy, not only in this life, but in the life which is to come. Jesus begins by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." Now, the word that's translated as poor here is one that comes from the Greek language that means to crouch, to bow oneself down, almost like a dog will crouch before his master, recognizing his position in the relationship between master and animal. Now, that doesn't mean that we're to be dogs, but rather to recognize that we are of such lesser degree acceptable to God on our own. And if it were just up to us, we would have no hope of being able to appeal to God on our own, because for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3 and verse 23. And it is only when we recognize that we in and of ourselves are of that nature, and that we are in poverty, spiritually speaking, that we will then relinquish any notion of us being able to earn our own way to heaven and look to God for the help that only he can provide through his son, Jesus Christ, the blood which was shed for the purchase of all of the church, Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. Therefore, when we recognize our own spiritual poverty, when we crouch down low in humility and recognizing that we are but unprofitable servants, even if we do everything that's asked of us, then we begin to recognize our relationship to God properly, and we look to him for the safety and the security that he alone can provide for us in the church. That's why he says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Because it's only when we get to the point of recognizing our own inadequacy, our own inability to earn our way to heaven, that we will even begin to look to God for that safety and security that he provides, and then be willing to accept, according to his will, the responsibility to be obedient to the commandments given to God. Now, there are those who say that God loves us and he wants us to go to heaven, and there's not anything that we have to do in order to be acceptable to him. But Jesus said in John chapter 14 and verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." It's not just that God loves us. Of course, if he does love us. And of course, we are to love God. But our faithful obedience is required for us to be acceptable in his sight. And it's only when we recognize that our way is not the right way, our determination, our wants, our desires, our wishes, our opinions are absolutely of no value. It's only when we are poor enough in spirit that we recognize our own inadequacies that we are then capable and ready to be fully submissive in obedience to the will of God, and thereby have access to the kingdom of heaven through faithful obedience to the gospel message. I thank you for your time.